TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Forrest Whitaker, sitting in the host seat today. Countdown is TED's new global initiative to accelerate solutions to the climate crisis. Countdown is about sharing new ideas that too few of us know about and encouraging everyone to participate in initiatives that can make a difference by taking action. We all have a stake in the future of the climate. Now, here's a talk from the Countdown Global Launch event given by cement researcher Karen Scrivener. Karen is a cutting-edge scientist who specializes in concrete. She has great ideas about how to make this indispensable material work for both the planet and for those who live on it. You can get involved at countdown.ted.com and hear more of these ideas by subscribing to the Countdown podcast wherever you're listening to this.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase every day, then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
Concrete is the second most used substance on Earth after water. And for this reason, it has a significant environmental impact. If it were a country, it would rank third for emissions after China and USA. But in fact, concrete is an intrinsically low impact material with much lower emissions of CO2 and energy per ton than other materials like iron and steel, even things like bricks. But because of the enormous volumes we use, overall, it contributes to about 8% of man-made CO2 emissions. Concrete is an essential material. We need it to house people, to build roads, bridges, and dams. So we can't do without it, but we can significantly reduce its carbon footprint. Concrete is held together by cement. And cement we use today, called Portland cement, is made by heating together a combination of limestone and clay at a temperature of 1450 degrees Celsius. But in fact, most of the CO2 emissions come not from the heating, but from the breakdown of limestone, which is calcium carbonate, into calcium oxide and carbon dioxide, or CO2. Now, we can't do without this component altogether because nothing else is so efficient at holding stuff together. But we can replace a large proportion of it with other materials with lighter carbon footprint. Many colleagues are looking for solutions. And here in Switzerland, we have found that clays produce very reactive materials when they're calcined. That's to say, heated to around 800 degrees Celsius, significantly lower than the 1450 needed to produce cement. But more importantly, there's no CO2 emissions from the decomposition of limestone. We then take this calcined clay and we add a bit of limestone, but this time not heated, so no CO2 emissions, and some cement. And this combination of limestone, calcined clay, and cement we call LC3. Now, this LC3 has the same properties as Portland cement. It can be produced with the same equipment and processes and used in the same way, but has up to 40% lower CO2 emissions. And this was demonstrated in this house we built near Jhansi in India, where we could save more than 15 tons of CO2, which was 30 to 40% compared to existing materials. So why isn't everybody already using LC3? Well, cement is a local material. The reason Portland cement is so pervasive is that it's produced from the most abundant materials on Earth and can be produced in India, in the United States, in Ethiopia, almost anywhere. And we have to work with people locally to find the best combination of materials to make LC3. We have already done full-scale trials in India and Cuba. In Colombia, a product based on this technology was commercialized a few months ago. And in the Ivory Coast, a full-scale plant is being commissioned to calcine clays. And many of the world's largest cement companies are looking to introduce this in some of their plants soon. So the possibility to replace Portland cement with a different material, but with the same properties, produced in the same processes and used in the same way, but with much lighter carbon footprint, is really crucial to confront climate change. Because it can be done fast, and it can be done on a very large scale, with the possibility to eliminate more than 400 million tons of CO2 every year. So we can't do without concrete, but we can do without a significant amount of the emissions it produces. Thank you.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better-than-ever Ghost 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.
A decade ago, Republican Congressman Bob Inglis changed his position on climate.
You know, I am the guy who was wrong for 6 years in Congress.
But there were consequences.
In politics, it's considered a flip-flop. It's not considered a positive thing. That was the end of my career in Congress.
Deciding to change our minds. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts. PRX.